Are we back in rip-off republic? On this programme last week, Cian McCormack showed that despite reductions in the prices of butter and milk, they're still way above the prices he was paying back in May 2019. Inflation has fallen, but yet prices at the tills remain stubbornly high. Now the Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, Neil Richmond, is convening a meeting of the Retail Forum to search for answers and find solutions. Government is not without muscle when it comes to high prices. They can introduce caps. But that's not a road, the minister said, they want to go down. Now, later we'll hear from Minister Neil Richmond. But to set out some of the reasons, perhaps, why prices seem to stay high long after inflation comes down, I'm joined by Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail management at TU Dublin and a member of the Retail Forum. And Damien, you're very welcome to studio.
Thank you, Mary.
So, you know, why, despite this drop in inflation from 10% to 5%, why are we not seeing it reflected in the weekly shop?
Yeah, there is several reasons for that. Now, if we could go back and just put this into context, Mary, is that if you take 2011 as a base year from CSO figures, retail prices, even given the inflation that we have at the moment, retail prices are only the same as they were in 2012. So even with the inflation that we have, we're still back at prices in 2012 because we had, because of the discounters here, we had price compression over 10 years. So we actually had a reduction in price. So we're seeing inflation here and now. And what's happening is commodity prices began to increase in about 2020, which then pushed up the producer's prices and then it pushed up the prices to the consumer. Now, in each of those periods, there's a lag. Mm. So basically, that hasn't kicked in yet. And one of the reasons, one of the things that, you know, the food price, sorry, wages have gone up and they're not coming back down. Mm. You have food ingredients, price has gone up. For example, sugar has gone up significantly, partially because of India using more sugarcane for biofuel. Okay. Than there were previously. And then you have the lag for the consumer. So basically, you know, retailers and producers would have last year, you know, when the crisis happened in Ukraine, they overhedged. So basically they hedged their oil and the production. That won't kick in because they have overhedged and prices have actually come down. The effect won't kick in until about July or August of this year. It'll start to unwind. But
there's a significant gap between inflation coming down and the consumer experiencing a reduction in the weekly shop. But yet, Damien, and just to continue this, I spoke about Cian looking at his receipts from 2021 and now. They haven't come down. Like, I think butter was still something like 36% more expensive than it was in 2021. And milk was something like 47% more expensive, even with the reductions that came in the last few weeks.
Yeah, and, you know, we're not going to see reductions in prices, significant reductions in prices over the coming months. Like, I'd anticipate inflation to be at around 5 to 7% for the year, and then next year to stabilise at around 3 to 4%. So we're going to see a decrease in the increase in inflation is what we're looking at here.
Okay. Not a decrease in prices. But we're not going to see deflation anytime soon.
No, I wouldn't think you'd see deflation anytime soon.
The minister is convening this forum. You're a member of the forum. You've received your invite. The meeting is on Wednesday. What'll happen at that forum? Or what do you guys do on that forum?
No, I don't think I could talk about it because of the Chatham rules that persist with.
Okay, well, tell me who's on it with you anyway.
I wouldn't rather that, like, no.
It's representatives of the multiples?
The multiples plus the suppliers.
The suppliers, the producers, the farmers, are they represented?
Yes.
So you've every element of the food chain along the way.
Yes.
What can you do?
I really can't talk about that, and we'll have to wait till the meeting on Wednesday to find out.
Yeah, but the minister will, you know, in his interview with Áine Lawler yesterday and on the Week in Politics, he was talking about an acknowledgement that the gap between inflation coming down and food coming down, that it hasn't happened. And he said that the government isn't without teeth, that they can, given the 2007 legislation, they can introduce caps. Can we talk about caps?
Yeah.
Food caps.
Well, you know, I don't think food caps will happen. It would be very dramatic to do something like that. One of the things, like, for example, if you take the average supermarket, the big supermarkets outside of the discounters, they're carrying 15,000 products. Now, we're not going to start to have caps on 15,000 products, but the minister may think of maybe capping something like bread, yeah, butter. But
staples.
I mean, yeah, the staples. But I can't see that happening because it's very difficult to cap a particular product because such a range of products. If we had one generic product, but you've probably got about 100 different types of bread. So how then do you manage that? I think it's not feasible. And if it didn't happen during the crisis that we had with COVID, yeah, when we had rationing and a shortage of items, it didn't happen then. It's to me, it's definitely not going to happen now.
So we might come back to that in a minute, but let me ask you about something else, because the government will be looking at legislation this week. This is around the setting up of an agri-food regulator. Now, this, yeah, is the idea, I think, that you can look at, or can you with a food regulator, you know, the cost of production. Who's making all the money along the way? Because the farmers say they're not making the money. Distributors are there. And then we have the multiples, the retailer.
Yeah,
who's the big winner in this?
I don't think. I think you know, there's no big winners in this. There's nobody making a lot of money or excessive profits, I would suggest.
Even the multiples, because yeah, it would often be. Certainly, the perception is that they are making eye-watering profits.
No, and people may think that they are, but I mean, if you take Tesco's results, which came out 3 weeks ago, is that they will show that the sales are up, volumes are up, but the actual margin that they're making is down. So their profits were halved and they're taking a smaller margin. Also the same with Sainsbury's in the UK. Now, we don't have comparable figures here because they don't break out figures for Ireland, unfortunately. But maybe if we had a food regulator that he would or she would be able to look at a fair distribution of the
right.
price.
I understand your reluctance before the forum to say what you'd be doing and so on. But if you had a bit of advice for the minister on Wednesday, and he'll be on the programme at 8 o'clock, what would that advice be as to what he can do?
Well, I think the minister, you know, he's new into the position, and I think we need to, well, within the forum, we need to discuss what's actually happening, and I think the appointment of a regulator would be important to be able to have price, you know, a fair distribution of price, so that we throughout the supply chain. That's all I can advise, I might say.
At this stage of the situation. All right. Well, listen, Damien O'Reilly from TU Dublin, thank you very much for your time this morning.